Happy New Year. Welcome and welcome back to the latest edition of Brandler Bits. Glad you could join us again. On to today's bit. Recently, I had the opportunity to attend a concert. And it was a great concert, long show, great music, but there is one piece that needs to be highlighted. It's the people who continue to interrupt my concert watching. Now, these people who we're going to call the Fearsome Foursome consists of Blondie, her friend, we'll call her Not Blondie, and their two significant others. And they proceeded to go past me over and over and over again. And somewhere around the seventh time, with Blondie saying, "I'm sorry," it got a little bit much. The Fearsome Foursome continued to go past me and say, "I'm sorry." Now, I, as much as anyone, like a good "I'm sorry," which acknowledges wrongdoing, which takes responsibility for wrong actions, which allows a person to, on a personal and intimate level, acknowledge that they've done something wrong. But Blondie's "I'm sorry" couldn't have been more disingenuous. As a matter of fact, on the 12th time that they went past me with another "I'm sorry," I wanted to say, "No, you're not," but that would have made me rather rude. So I didn't. Upon the show's ending, I reflected about the "I'm sorry" and how people are quite disingenuous and fake and throw in words that they really don't mean, as though they're good place setters for things you're supposed to say. Things to sound good, things that will make other people happy, or at least give them an out. But it's not genuine. It's not authentic. It's not meaningful. And it feels pretty empty. And I think about relationships, and lots of people who I see in my office who struggle with relationships, and struggle with wanting their relationships to be better, and how they can go and develop intimate, authentic, real, interpersonal relationships with others, and how it's easy to say, "I'm sorry," or "thank you," but those words are hollow and empty. As we settle in on the first week of the new year, and we settle in on getting a chance to develop goals and strategies for making our lives better in the new year, it would be my suggestion that we work on having meaningful interpersonal relationships, that we work on having authentic interpersonal relationships, and most of all, we work on intimacy. Because if you have intimacy, you have a real relationship. But in order to have intimacy, you have to have vulnerability, and you have to have trust. So these are issues that need some work to develop that intimate, close, connected relationship. So if you're currently in a relationship which is lacking intimacy, ask yourself if it's also lacking vulnerability and trust. And start to figure out the roots of why your relationship is lacking intimacy, vulnerability, and trust. And work on strategizing by yourselves with a number of resources that are out in the universe, podcasts, books, etc. Or find a good couples therapist who you can sit with, who will understand, who can help you to work on making your relationship better. Because if you have authentic, meaningful, interpersonal, intimate relationships, then you have something that's going to improve the quality of your life. If you improve the quality of your life, you're going to be a lot happier. Feel free to contact me on my website, which is www.changeispossible.org. This is Jeff Brandler. Join me for the next Brandler Bit. And remember, change is possible.